Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I didn't want to share a typical prophetic type thing. This is very prophetic, though. I wanted to share the essence of the gospel with us, and something that's pertinent to all of us, and something that you can take to prayer as partners for Doug and Linda. Make me about to cry, okay? Because this is how we overcome, is that we apply, we testify, we declare what the blood of Jesus has done. Sometimes, you all know this, I'm going to be vulnerable. I've gone through a lot of difficulty. Is it because I have been in deep sin? Some have accused me of that, and it's not true. I've gone through cancer 3 times, but I'm still here. I lost my wife, and I don't know anyone who fought harder than her, but the last that I checked in, she's doing quite fine right now. She overcome. She has a great testimony. I've gone through a lot of difficulty with back surgeries that have failed, pain, and it isn't that I believe that God made this happen, but he sure has used it to help me identify with the complexities and the difficulties that other people go through and the battles that they face. And I believe that we need each other. And some things that we face. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Sometimes it's not my faith. Sometimes there's 4 people who pick up a cot and carry someone into the presence of Jesus. Sometimes I carry someone. Sometimes somebody carries me. It's the way it works. It's the way it works. So, let's drop any stones that may be in our hands. Let's pick up the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's learn things that we already know. And just like how the Lord had me go back to the drawing board, and I already have my book written. And he says, well, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, I do. I've won international awards. This is no, you don't know how, you don't know what you're supposed to do. I don't. No, you don't. You don't really know how to do this for today's reader. What do you mean? I've written 50 books. Didn't you help me with those? Son, push it on pause and put it on the shelf. Why? 'Cause you don't really know how to do it the way I want you to. Oh, you mean there's new wineskins for new wine? And it sat for a year. My seer book that a lot of you have read, it was done for 3 years. And it sat there for 3 years. And he told me, he said, you don't have the last chapter. And I said, I do too. And he said, no, you don't. Put it on the shelf. And he said, and really what the situation is, he said, the body of Christ really isn't ready for that book yet. And he made me wait for 2.5 years. And then I was sitting in a meeting and I had a download. I had a download. And in 5 minutes, I got something. The key of intimacy to open heavens. And it downloaded in me. And then I went back to the hotel and I went, that's it. That's the 12th chapter. And then there was a real release after it had sat there for 3 years. And I thought it was a no. And then he gave what was right. God is mysterious. Indeed. Indeed. But he knows what he's doing and we don't. Lord, I bless these people today. And even while I chatter, talk, teach about things that are familiar, the blood of Jesus, I'm asking that today, that even things that we know, that you would open up things that we don't know. And there would be fresh revelation and fresh applications about how to testify what the blood of Jesus has done. And therefore, there would become fresh applications on how to be an overcomer. And they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren. I'm asking for this today as partners together, because I'm a partner, as partners together. In Jesus' great name, amen. Glory to God.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.